Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania between Bob Casey and Dave McCormick is still too close to call, and it may take some more time before we have a winner. In Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris ended her run for the presidency with a concession speech at her alma mater, Howard University. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
Vice President Harris ended her campaign the way she launched it, optimistic and enthusiastic.
Do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
She pledged what was long taken for granted in the United States, a peaceful transition of power.
That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny.
The vice president acknowledged the fears of some supporters.
I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time. I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a billion of stars.
Addressing the young people watching, she said it's okay to feel sad or disappointed, but she assured them it's going to be okay. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a good election for Republicans across the country and especially here in Pennsylvania. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has a look at some of the reasons for the success of the GOP.
Political science professor and polling director at Muhlenberg College, Chris Borick, says elections often come down to external and cyclical factors of who's in power and the perception of the direction of the country.
I think you have to give credit to Republicans in the cycle for largely staying on message for the advantages they had. That's part of a good campaign.
Borick says Republicans up and down the ballot stayed on point, tying Democrats and Kamala Harris to the economy, inflation, the border, and overall safety. Aaron Cohen, longtime Republican strategist and president of Arena Strategies, says Republicans were able to tie Harris to the Biden administration, and she was unable to separate herself.
People's general feeling of the future and optimism of the country, we're all going in the wrong direction for the incumbent party. And as hard as Vice President Harris tried to not be the incumbent party, she's the sitting vice president.
Both Cohen and Borick point to voter turnout in Philadelphia falling short of what Democrats need to carry the state, along with smaller gains for Republicans and Trump across Pennsylvania that added up to make the difference. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The school district is making plans in case there's a SEPTA strike on Friday. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
55,000 students in the Philadelphia school district ride SEPTA to classes each day, and Superintendent Tony Watlington says students who are late or absent because they can't get to school will be excused. He says virtual classes will only be held if a school's student or staff attendance is dramatically affected by a strike. SEPTA's contract with Transport Workers Union Local 234 expires at midnight Thursday night, and negotiations continue to try to avert a potential walkout if there's no deal. A strike would disrupt bus, trolley, and subway service in the city. Regional rail service would continue, and SEPTA advises riders to expect crowded regional rail trains and to allow extra travel time. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The iconic SS United States could be departing a South Philadelphia pier next week for its final voyage to become an artificial reef in the Florida Panhandle.
KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The SSUS's new owner, Okaloosa County in Florida, has worked with local, state, and federal agencies to fulfill requirements necessary to move the vessel. The former ocean liner will be towed by tugboat from South Philly to Mobile, Alabama, where work to remove hazardous materials will take place over the course of a year. Once that's done, it will be sunk off the coast of Destin, Florida, to become the world's largest artificial reef. Okaloosa County says preparations to move the vessel will get underway on Thursday, November 14th. On Friday morning, November 15th, the ship will be towed along the Delaware River under the Waltman Bridge, Commodore Barry Bridge, and the Delaware Memorial Bridge. It will eventually make its way to the Atlantic Ocean. Officials say that's the plan right now. It could change. It will take approximately 2 weeks to get the SSUS to Mobile. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.